Today on More to Life, be not afraid. Are you tired of fear, worry, or anxiety holding you back? Let us help you find grace-filled ways to claim the peace, confidence, and courage God wants for you. 877-573-7825.
Someone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, be not afraid. Are you tired of fear, worry, or anxiety holding you back in life? We want to help you find grace-filled ways to claim the peace, confidence, and courage God wants for you. The number, 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Or perhaps you're dealing with a family member or close personal person in your life, and you're trying to help them with that because you know they're suffering. A lot of parents are going through that right now. In fact, we already have an email that came in this morning. Because it's going off to college time, it's starting school time, it's all of those things that can really make our kids anxious. And so how do we deal with that if it's someone we love who's suffering and we're thinking, I don't know how to deal with this, how do I get past all the stuff to get to the place where I can actually help them? So if you're anxious or fearful or just dealing with a lot of worries today or love somebody who is, we're here to help you on More to Life. Give us a call today at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
You know, you were talking about school anxiety, and actually Rachel Isaac, who is a regular guest on our show, and as a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com, is hosting a webinar on September 30th, Monday, September 30th, called Taming the Beast. It's all about overcoming test anxiety. So if you or one of your kids is struggling with test anxiety, it's a great workshop. You can check it out. You can learn more about that by going to CatholicCounselors.com/shop. And again, the name of it is Taming the Beast. It's all about overcoming test anxiety.
But or if you have generalized school anxiety going on in your life, she will be addressing that as well.
But we are taking your calls about anxiety right here at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Of course, if you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can get your questions in via email and that address. questions@moretoliferadio.com. But if you're listening live, we love hearing your voice, and more importantly, asking those follow-up questions that enable us to tailor our answers to your specific circumstances. So the number again, 877-573-7825. Call up and share. Are you anxious about a particular challenge you are facing in your life or your relationships? Maybe you're worried about something bad happening to you or your loved ones, or maybe the news or the state of the world is stressing you out. Maybe you're dealing with a constant undercurrent of anxiety and you're not sure why. Whatever the cause of stress, worry, or anxiety in your life, we want to help explore grace-filled ways to turn that panic into peace. 877-573-7825. Of course, every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, well, what is that, and how could it possibly help me in dealing with anxiety? Well, you've come to the right place. When St. John Paul was Pope, he gave a series of reflections every Wednesday for about 5 years that looked at how we could discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully contemplating God's design of creation and specifically our bodies.
Now, anxiety is common enough. You know, we all feel stressed, worried, and anxious at times. But the theology of the body reminds us that it was never God's intention that we would be anxious. In fact, the first anxiety attack occurred immediately after the fall, when Adam and Eve were felt separated from God and from each other, and they hid. Face it, they cowered behind a bush. How often do we feel like that when the problems we face make us feel small and scared and separated from God? We tend to think that anxiety is an unavoidable part of life. But the theology of the body reminds us to look to God's design of the body to understand God's plan for us. And brain scientists tell us that we weren't naturally built to be anxious. In fact, rather than being a direct response to problems, anxiety is actually a sign that we feel disconnected from the people God has placed in our life to support us. The key to regaining our peace is working to restore that sense of communion and connection.
In fact, research shows that even when we're going through difficult times, if, underneath it all, we feel securely attached to the people around us, our brains actually produce chemicals that help us stay calm. Now, by contrast, even when we aren't facing specific problems, if we're struggling to feel connected to others, or if our connection to others is being threatened in some way, our nervous system produces chemicals that make us feel anxious. Anxiety is meant to be a message that says, go find safe, healthy people to support and help you. And the theology of the body reminds us that biology is theology. And by prayerfully reflecting on God's design of our bodies, as I was saying in the intro here, we can discern important insights about what it takes to live a healthy, holy life and have healthy, holy relationships. The theology of the body and brain science remind us that the key to peace is seeking union with God and cultivating that community of love that God has placed around us. But sometimes that's easier said than done. And so we're talking with you today about stress, worry, and anxiety. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Call up and share. Are you anxious about a particular challenge you're facing in your life or relationships? Are you worried about something bad happening to you or a loved one? Maybe the news and the state of the world is stressing you out, or you're dealing with a constant undercurrent of anxiety and you're not sure why. Or, for that matter, as Lisa was pointing out, someone you care about is struggling with anxiety and you're not sure how to support them. The number? 877-573-7825. Let's explore grace-filled ways to turn panic into peace. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. Then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, there are so many things that cause us to be stressed and worried and anxious in our world, both the problems that we experience in our personal lives and relationships, and just everything going on in the world is often enough to cause us to feel a little rattled. And so we bring to you all those situations, and we ask you to help us to respond to those things in ways that allow us to stay connected to you and to the support you've placed in our lives and to our best selves as well. Help us to remember that the answer to anxiety is not trying to run around fixing everything, but rather centering ourselves in your love and grace and restoring our connection to you, reaching out for the help and love and support of the people that you've placed in our lives, and reflecting on what it means to reconnect with our best selves so that we can be effective instruments of your grace in this challenging situation that we happen to be facing. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, be not afraid. Are you tired of fear, worry, or anxiety holding you back in some way? We want to help you find grace-filled ways to reclaim the peace, confidence, and courage God wants all of us to live in. 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Javier, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Javier, welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today, sir?
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, what's up?
So, about 2.5 years ago, I was terminated from my job, fired, having trouble with my bosses. I was a salaried employee as a software developer, making pretty good money. Since then, I've taken usually temp work, a lot of manual labor, a lot of work working outside, not making anywhere near as much money, so struggling financially. My question is it a sign of fear, anxiety, worry, if I hesitating trying to get work back in that software development field? People ask me, as I'm working outside, why are you doing this? Why are you working here? And you just say, I was defeated by HR. I don't want to go back. So I'm not sure what to do in this situation.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like that you're worried that something similar would happen, that you were very hurt by whatever transpired in your previous employment, and you don't want to go through it again. And I would say that is a sign of anxiety. So talk to me a little bit more about, what would it mean for you to go back? What would you need? What would you need to know about yourself to be able to know that you could handle, going back to your previous type of employment?
So I would say I have some trouble with, being assertive or saying no. I do say no to something sometimes. I guess you call it setting boundaries, right? Not assigning it too much work, or I don't want to do this thing that I think is incorrect. Not necessarily morally wrong, but is inefficient or something like that. The concern is the people I talk to, especially bosses at that position I was fired from, didn't appreciate being told no, and so, or maybe the way I didn't say no. So I wasn't really sure how to get back to that. Yeah.
So is it when you first said it, I thought you were saying that you didn't know how to say no, but it sounds like what you're saying is that you're concerned that the way that you refuse certain things that your boss asked you to do basically put you on the outs. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes. So I would say I wouldn't know how to. I don't know how to say no productively without.
Okay. There you go. All right. Good.
Throwing it back in my face.
So I guess two things here. I mean, I can give you a simple tip for doing that better. But then I can also offer some kind of follow-up suggestions here, because the fact is you've been kind of out for 2.5 years, and I do think that has a lot to do with anxiety, right? If you weren't feeling anxious, you'd be putting yourself back out there. But there's a part of you that feels like, I don't know how to do this, and so going back into that environment would just be setting me up for failure again. So first of all, instead of saying no, I like to suggest that people give a qualified yes. Now, what does that mean? It's like when somebody comes to you and says, hey, I need you to do this and such. And so instead of saying yes or no to it, a qualified yes is where you acknowledge the what, but you negotiate the how and the when. Right? So it's somebody comes to you and says, hey, I'd like you to do this. And you say, yeah, absolutely, I'd be happy to do that. Let's talk about how and when. Right, I have these other projects that are in that are in the pipeline right now. Are you saying that you want me to prioritize this over those other projects, or do you want me to get those projects done first? I have some questions about the process because I have to handle this thing, and you told me to do this before, and I'm not sure how this fits into that. So let's work out those things, and I'd be happy to do it. Now, when you do that, when you give a qualified yes that way, what that does is it puts the responsibility on the other person to kind of figure stuff out with you. And often they may say, oh, thanks for raising those concerns. I hadn't thought of that. Let me find somebody else to do that thing. I mean, a simple example would be, someone comes to you and says, hey, I need a favor. Can you do this thing for me on Saturday at 10 o'clock? And you could say, I'd love to do that thing and help out. I can't do it on Saturday at 10 o'clock, but I could do it on Monday at 2. And then they say, oh, that's not going to work for you. I'm sorry. Well, thanks for being willing to consider it, right? You haven't said no. You've given a qualified yes that enables you to respect your concerns and meet your needs, but still be generous to the other person. And then it's up to them whether they want your help or not at that point. So using that qualified yes technique is a very kind of respectful way to not necessarily say no, but to consider your own needs And since you're talking about, you know, the workplace, your own workload that you've already been given, or the, you know, thing, doing it the way you think it should be done, that that prevents you from being argumentative or being seen as obstructionist in some way. Now, that's one quick tip that I can offer that might change some things for you. But that said, if you're looking for, you know, more ways to feel more confident in your ability to be assertive without being, you know, offensive or being seen as obstructionist, if you're looking for ways to kind of overcome that anxiety that you're feeling in getting back out there, and you feel like this suggestion is maybe helpful but doesn't do the whole thing, then I'd really encourage you to seek some help to overcome that anxiety and build up that confidence to be able to get yourself back into, you know, the work that you were trained for, that you enjoy. If you're looking for faithful ways to respond to that, I'd encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. To learn more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's pastoral telecounseling practice, where we can help you kind of overcome this anxiety that's holding you back from work. I do offer additional tips in my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, so you can check that out as well. But Javier, I hope these suggestions will get you started, and if there's more that we can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. All right, with that, we have to take a break, but when we come back, we are continuing to take your calls about stress, worry, and anxiety on More to Life. The number is 877-573-7825. Are you anxious about a particular challenge you're facing in your life or relationships? Are you worried about something bad happening to you or your loved ones, and it consumes you, keeps you up at night? Is the news or the state of the world stressing you out? Or maybe you're dealing with just a constant undercurrent of anxiety, and you're not sure why. Or for that matter, if you care about somebody who is anxious and you're not sure how to support them, and just saying, hey, calm down, doesn't seem to be working for some strange reason, give us a call at 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Rachel Watkins, who is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club. She's going to be sharing a little bit about what to do when our anxiety kind of makes us kind of grumpy and antagonistic. How do we get past that? Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 40 years of experience, 17,000 current students, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plan, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right, pretty much everything. My wife and I use Seton, some of our children. Tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. Over 30% higher on English and reading on the ACT. It's a rigorous program. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to SetonHome.org. That is SetonHome.org.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Be Not Afraid, as we talk about overcoming fear, worry, and anxiety. Are you anxious about a particular challenge you're facing in your life or relationships, or just dealing with anxiety, or for that matter, in a relationship with somebody who is anxious and you're not sure how to support them? However anxiety is complicating your life, let us help. 877 573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Lisa.
Sure thing. You wanted to share a little bit about how anxiety can kind of make us cranky and really sort of antagonize each other in family life, and how we can respond better to that when we find ourselves in that situation.
As a mother of 11, you have no experience at all in that, do you, Rachel?
Well, honestly, over our, Matthew and I have been married 40 years, raising 11 kids, that's how I realized, and it was like that light bulb moment, when all of a sudden the temperatures are hot, and everyone's cranking at each other, I realized we all had to say, wait a minute, where's this coming from? And inevitably, one of the kids, or Matt, or I, would be honest to say, I've got this thing stuck in my head that I just can't seem to let go. And it's a test coming up. Matthew's got something at work. I'm worried about one of the kids, and I haven't shared it with Matt. And we need to release that pressure in a more helpful way. Now, I want to put a caveat here. I was praying about it. I was doing rosaries and novenas, but I found myself, I wasn't leaving it with God. I was taking it back. I was kind of showing it to him like a picture, going, see this child, Lord, I'm very worried about them, but I'm going to control it. I'm going to take care of it. And I wasn't trusting
him. That's when the rosaries and the novenas don't really bring us peace. We're just going through them sort of rapid fire, like, okay, you've got to do this, Lord, you got to do this. And then we take all that stress right out of that prayer time, don't we?
Exactly. And I left prayer time without peace because I wasn't really then doing things that I knew God wanted me to do. Say the prayers, say the novenas. Of course, we just had, you know, the Feast of Monica and the Feast of Augustine. We know we can do this. But then we have to bring in our support team. Who are your prayer warriors who you can confide all of these struggles with? To say to Matthew, Matthew, I am really worried about this child. And Matthew's saying to me, you can't do anything about my work situation, but can I tell you about it so you can pray about it with me? And just in the saying of it to someone else who you know loves and supports you, that releases a little bit of the pressure. Tell your kids, something's going on with mom and dad. Don't worry about it too much, but can we ask you guys to pray about it? We're going to add that to our evening prayer or our grace at dinner time. Whenever you guys pray as a family, let's pray for that situation that's happening with a family member or something. And then make the to-do list. And this might be a list you actually don't do anything with, but, Lord, this is what I'm doing actively that I can do. I'm going to do this novena. I'm going to do an hour of adoration. I'm going to share it with someone. But then maybe is there a phone call you need to make? Is there a gift you can bring to help reconcile a situation? Do you need to then just go for a long walk to release that pressure in a healthy way so you're not letting off steam that's burning everyone around you?
Well, I like your point. You know, Pope Francis made the observation, you know, that the poor would be fed, and then we go feed the poor. That's how prayer works. And you know, what you're really saying here is, yes, you know, we pray about the situation, we give it to God, but then we also have to ask God, you know, Lord, teach us what's one small thing I could do about this, and making that plan so that it's not just saying, okay, Lord, deliver me from this, which is a perfectly fine prayer, but then also, Lord, teach me what to do about it, you know, while I'm waiting for you to deliver me from it. And so together, you're actually cooperating with that grace.
And it's important to realize that when we let the steam build up, I was talking to Lisa before we got on the radio of steam burns. It hurts people. And we can always say, well, I'm just letting some steam off. I'm just, you know, no, steam hurts people. So we don't want to be the yelling and the screaming and the tantrum, but we can do the conversation. We can take the walk. We can go and do those things that release the pressure we've created in our own heart. Give our problems to God, leave them with God, and then walk away ready to, as you said, Greg, go feed the poor in whatever meaningful way that means for us in our situation.
Rachel, thank you so much for being with us. Always appreciate your insights. And if folks would like to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club, I invite them to check out beholdpublications.com. That's beholdpublications.com to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club. Rachel, thanks again for being with us today.
Yep. God bless, guys.
God bless you and Matt. And we are taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. We're talking about anxiety on our show today, titled Be Not Afraid. You know, are you anxious? Maybe about a particular challenge you're facing in your life or relationships. Maybe you worry about something bad that's happening to you or a loved one and kind of keeps you up at night or is in the back of your mind all the time. You know, are you worried about something in the state of the world? You know, and the news is getting you down. Maybe you're dealing with a constant undercurrent of anxiety, but you're not sure why. We want to explore grace-filled ways to turn that panic into peace. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. And just kind of recapping what Rachel was sharing there, you know, there are sort of three big points that I think are really helpful. Number one, when we're praying about these problems, you know, making sure that we're giving them to God and not forgetting to include God.
Not clutching onto them and just sort of paying God lip service.
But secondly, not just asking God to deliver us from the thing, asking God to teach us how to respond to the thing while we're waiting for that deliverance. Okay, Lord, what's one small thing I can do to try to respond to this in some positive way? And not just the big answer, but, you know, one small thing I could do right now. And then thirdly, whether or not I can figure that out, the third thing I can do is say, what's one small thing I could do to take a little better care of myself while I'm, so I can get my head into a better place and think about, you know, maybe a possible solution or action step or way to, you know, to do better while I'm working through the situation. So those three points are things we often forget to do when we are dealing with anxiety. So we'll be building on those thoughts when we come back. Also, my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, is all about finding spiritual, personal, emotional, and psychological, relational resources to help you lead a more peaceful life. So check that out at CatholicCounselors.com. When we come back, we're taking more of your calls about dealing with and overcoming anxiety. The number again is 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. More to life. We'll be back with your calls right after this. Stick around.
He was a doctor of the church and one of the most famous saints of all time.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Augustine is honored for his immense contributions to theology, but he balanced his genius with humility. Once declared, it was pride that changed angels into devils. It is humility that makes men as angels. He died in 461.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
So when you see these different media outlets working directly in conjunction or conclusion with the government to suppress stories, what does that say to us about the reliability or lack thereof of the secular media? And then this is combined with a report that came out, a survey that was done on media executives. They interviewed 75 media leaders around the country, and they're saying we're done with objectivity. Well, that's not exactly a news flash. But the fact that they're claiming that objectivity is just no longer necessary and we are elitist, we know better, and this is what we're going to do, is frightening. And this is one of the reasons that we stress the importance of having outlets such as The Register and EWTN News Nightly and The World Over and Catholic News Agency and EWTN News In Depth.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Raising kids is hard. We all do our best, and we all fear that we failed in some way. Especially when our relationship with our adult kids isn't what we wish it was, it's easy to give in to self-recrimination. Blame, especially self-blame, accomplishes nothing except fostering the feeling that we're stuck and powerless. Rather than ruminating about past mistakes, put your energy in what needs to happen to make your relationship stronger today. Look for opportunities to create a stronger connection with your adult kids. Seek out ways to build build trust. Take the initiative. Of course, you need to respect your adult children's boundaries, but let them know that you have no intention of giving up on them and that you're willing to have whatever relationship they're willing to build with you. Start from that point and build from there. Want more tips for strengthening your relationship with your adult kids? Check out our book, Having Meaningful and Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Be Not Afraid, as we talk about overcoming fear, worry, or anxiety, and all the ways it holds us back in life, as well as the people we care about. The number, 877-573-7825. Once again, 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Johanna, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Georgia on the Quest.
Hi, Johanna. Welcome to More to Life.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Hello. Oh, doing good.
Yes, go ahead.
I was calling. I told your screener I've left a career of 30 years in the performing arts because of a lot of secular influence that had come in that I didn't feel I could support. I'm like 13 years back into the Catholic Church after about a 10 to 12 year absence and trying to rebuild my Catholic faith and belief, mm-hmm. and trying to get back in line with that. So currently I'm having stress and anxiety because, of course, I'm searching for a new path, direction, job, kind of opportunity. I have tried to take my skill set that I had from that career and put it into more of a business format, which has been a little difficult because they were so separate and different. Applying for jobs and trying to do additional trainings in areas to learn more of those elements. And I'm still not having anxiety and stress because of rejection, of course, from applying for jobs, and also in whether it's a direction that helps me in a career that's more meaningful and purposeful for God.
So how can we help you, Johanna?
Well, some of it, too, and I liked your Rachel's idea for some of this, because I think her point about doing adoration and any devotions that I, because of personality somewhat, but also thinking you can always take care of it and control. There's so many things. Currently, I feel like I'm sort of upside down or I describe it as being in quicksand, because it's like I'm holding on for branches that as opposed to being able to take my faith and put my trust in God.
How would you know if you were putting your trust in God? What would be different about your approach to all of this if you were, you know, doing what you imagine you ought to be able to do?
I think feeling calmer and at peace versus things that I know I kind of slot into a space to take up space or take up being busy with something versus focusing on where I really should be putting my energy.
Johanna, let me ask you a question for a minute, though, because you've been in the performing arts for years, and I'm pretty willing to guess that when you were going for an audition, when you were about to walk on stage for opening night, you weren't feeling calm and peace in those moments, right?
No, because it's always the anxiety of, you know, live performance as well. So
right. So sometimes we think that discernment means that we will have that shining light coming down on us. We will hear the angels sing. We will have full breath in our chest and know that all is right in the world. But as you just described, even doing what you loved and had passion for all of those years has moments of anxiety with it, even when you're in the right place where you're supposed to be in that moment.
And the reason that you were able to perform well there, but not so much now, is because you had a plan. Okay, and again, I don't know what your role was in performing arts. So whether you were on stage or backstage, you knew what to do. Right, you were anxious, when the curtain came up, but you knew the script, or you knew the plan, or you knew what your role was, and you had a plan for addressing any problems that might have come up. And what I'm hearing you say is that you started to run into problems in that workplace that you weren't sure how to respond to, and felt like maybe there weren't responses to it. And so you allowed that to cause you to pull out of that work. And now you're trying to find other work, and you're not sure how to respond to that either. I'd suggest, instead of letting those questions you don't have good answers for stop you from either doing the work you were doing before, or stop you from adapting those skills to a new work environment, sit down with those questions and say, how could I respond faithfully to those situations? What are those things that were holding me back, or that I that I didn't have faithful answers for, and how how could I respond to those things in a way that would allow me to be faithful, not throw my faith under the bus, but still be able to get along with folks. Because, Christ reminds us that we are, we're still in the world, even though we're not of the world. And so we are not just, God doesn't just ask us to hide out with other Christian people. He asks us to be out in the world so that we can represent him. Now, you might have been in situations that are just impossible to handle. And I'm not saying that that's...
And everybody needs to be able to take a stand when they know that is not a place where God wants them, or they're not able to represent him well, or they don't feel safe.
But I guess, the two questions that I'd have for you to pray about, number one, if you had answers for the questions that you were confronting when you were in the performing arts, would you want to go back to it? If you had a faithful way to respond to those things that enabled you to, still be in that environment, but be a faithful person, would it be worth going back to it? If not, then, what are the challenges that you're facing now, and how would you make a plan to address that? Because, again, in either case, what's causing the anxiety is feeling like there are questions you don't have good answers for, or problems you don't have a plan for. And if you're not sure how to figure that out for yourself, then I would encourage you to reach out to us at Catholic Counselors. In particular, you might want to work with Rachel Isaac. I had mentioned her before. She did a segment. She does a segment on our Thursday programs. She directs the St. Sebastian Program for Performance Excellence, where she works with folks in high-pressure situations and in a faithful way. So that might be an option for you there. So CatholicCounselors.com. But regardless, the takeaway from this call is really to ask yourself, what are those questions that I wasn't sure how to answer that I allowed to drive me out of this thing that I loved and was passionate about because I wasn't sure how to be faithful and still be there? Is it possible for me to find answers that would allow me to be there and still be faithful? And if not, what are the things that are getting in the way of my career switch, and how do I make a plan to address those? And again, thirdly, if you're not able to address those yourself, then seek that professional support that would help you sort out what faithful responses to those challenges would look like.
And I also want you to really reflect on, you have all these gifts that did make you happy in ways for a very long time. How could you use them in a more godly way now? And I'll give you a very personal experience of this. I feel like God's telling me to, so I'm going to throw it out there. Just let it land where it will. We have a very dear friend who was on Broadway, was in a lot of very epic movies back in the day. And as he started to have children, he, one, wanted to actually be around to raise them, but two, really didn't want them being raised in a lot of the kind of atmosphere that you're talking about, Johanna. And so he moved from New York back to the Pittsburgh area where he grew up, and he opened a theater school for kids. And it's not a strictly Catholic theater school, although he's a very vibrantly Catholic man, but it's a theater school for people of any ability, and, from young ages through high school, that has a code of ethics in it where people are, yes, taught theater skills, but also really taught how to be their very best self and treat each other with dignity. And so there, he's a real example of how you take those skills, that love, that joy, and you pivot it in a way that lines itself up with who you're being called to be in your next stage of life. So pray about how that might work out for you, how you can pivot and really be aligned with who he's calling you to be now.
My book, The Life God Wants You to Have, which is all about kind of discovering God's plan when our plans aren't working out well, can walk you through the steps of discernment on how to do that pivot that Lisa's talking about. And it presents a sort of a framework for really hearing God's voice more clearly. You can check that out as well. Again, that's The Life God Wants You to Have, Discovering God's Plan When Human Plans Fail. And it's available at Catholic Counselors as well. Johanna, thank you so much for the call. I hope we've given you some things to think about. If there's more that we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the show with other questions. Or if you'd like more personalized support, then CatholicCounselors.com is there for you. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled, Be Not Afraid, as we talk about the fear, worry, or anxiety that holds us back in life. Are you anxious about a particular challenge you're facing, either in your life or relationships? Maybe you're worried about something bad happening to you or a loved one, and you just can't get it out of your head, and maybe it's keeping you up at night. Maybe you're worried about the news or the state of the world, or just dealing with a constant undercurrent of anxiety, and you're not sure why, or for that matter, trying to support someone who is anxious, and just telling them to calm down doesn't seem to be working all that well. 877-573-7825. Let's talk out how to turn that panic into peace. And as we head out to our break, I wanted to share with you some congratulations for a member of the EWTN family.
A member of the EWTN family that we love because they happen to serve a whole group of our family down in Harrisburg in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We're sending out those congratulations to WHYF AM 720, serving, as I said, Harrisburg and Lancaster, Pennsylvania. They're celebrating 13 years with EWTN Radio.
Congratulations to Joe Nepistinsky and his great team at Holy Family Radio from all your friends here at EWTN.
And I have to send out a personal hello to the CCW out in that area. They are friends of one of our family members. They call themselves the Crazy Catholic Women, and I know they might be listening right now. So a big hello to all of you, and congratulations again for those 15 years.
And wherever you are listening to EWTN Radio, make sure you're supporting your local EWTN Radio station with your prayers, certainly, but with your dollars as well. Let's keep EWTN Catholic Radio going strong for decades to come so we can keep supporting you in living a more faithful and abundant life. With that, we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825 on our show titled Be Not Afraid. Are you tired of fear, worry, or anxiety holding you back in life? Well, we want to help you find grace-filled ways to claim the peace, confidence, and courage God wants to give you. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Psalm 94, verse 19.
When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul.
And I want to jump on this word consolations, because it's and we talk about this pretty regularly on the program, but St. Ignatius of Loyola spoke about the difference between consolations, which is the voice of the Holy Spirit prompting us to draw closer to God or making it easier in some way to be the person God is calling us to be, versus desolations, which are impulses or thoughts or feelings that are sort of prompted by whisperings of the enemy in our spiritual ear, which draws us away from God or makes it harder for us to be the person God is calling us to be. And a lot of time, anxiety is rooted in those desolations, where we tune in to what the enemy is whispering in our spiritual ear about how we're not going to make it, or we're not good enough, or it's not possible to do this or that, or we're not up to that particular challenge. Instead of hearing what the Holy Spirit might be saying, which might be, yes, there are problems or challenges you have to face, but let's take this one step at a time and break this down and work through it together. When we're able to tune into those consolations, we are able to respond to those cares of our heart in ways that allow us to overcome them. The psalmist is reminding us of that, and if you're looking for help with it, we talk about this more in my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, which is all about overcoming anxiety, stress, and worry. And you can pick that up at CatholicCounselors.com. Or you can give us a call right now at 877-573-7825 as we talk about overcoming stress, worry, and anxiety in specific situations that you're having to handle, or just in general, even when you're not sure why you're feeling so stressed out. 877 877- 573-7825. We'll be back with more of your questions right after the break. Stick around.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Location, location, location. These are the three most important factors in real estate. The same might be said for colleges. Trudging through snow to get to an 8 a.m. statistics class is a much different experience than breezing by a palm tree to the raucous applause of a laughing gull. With the average temperature of 84 degrees and wetland nature as your backdrop, it's no wonder students tend to stay once they visit our campus. Ave Maria University, your future location, location, location. Visit avemaria.edu.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you feel as though life is flying past you? Are you desperate for a way to find moments of peace and quiet? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series, will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Be Not Afraid, as we talk about overcoming stress, worry, and mainly anxiety as well. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Of course, More to Life is just one of many great programs on EWTN, and in fact, beyond EWTN Radio, EWTN offers a host of fantastic podcasts that you can check out. Tune in to Catholics Coast to Coast. It airs Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m. Eastern and also Sunday night at 6 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. It's our weekly look at some of the best Catholic podcasts from across America, all available at EWTN's Podcast Central and hosted by Ace McKay. Again, that's Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Sunday night, 6 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. We're taking your calls right now about being not afraid. Being not afraid? Yeah, I guess so. Be not afraid. It's all about overcoming that anxiety that holds us back in life in some way and undermines our peace and steals our confidence. Let's talk about ways to reclaim that peace and turn panic into peace. 877-573-7825.
Well, I wanted to make sure that we got a chance to take this email that came in earlier that I mentioned at the top of the show. This is from Elizabeth, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Pennsylvania. She says, my daughter left for college a week ago. I talk or text with her every day. She seems very anxious and is suddenly talking about changing her major or even possibly leaving school and joining a religious order. None of this is a good idea in the first week of school. How do I support her emotionally, but also not let her make any foolish anxiety-based decisions? And that's Elizabeth.
And Elizabeth, thank you so much for the question. And you know what you're going through is pretty common. You know that first week of school, the first couple of weeks of school, is very stressful for kids. And they have a hard time, you know, really adjusting a lot of the times. And they off-gas a lot, in a sense, you know, emotionally speaking.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I mean, it's a complete disequilibrium to everything they went through. Based on the fact that you're talking and texting with her, I'm assuming she's far away. When we think about none of the food that they eat is what they're used to. Their schedule is not what they're used to. They're missing all their friends. they're missing their own bed and their own shower and suddenly having to handle very weird things there. And often they can fixate on the one thing that they feel like maybe they can control. And sometimes that's the, I want to change all of this. I want to go to a different school or a different place or do a different thing.
The reason I use that word emotional off-gassing is because when a person is stressed out, they'll say a lot of things, right? And they might mean 10% of them, you know, or they might mean all of them, but they don't mean what you think they mean. And so, you know, when we hear our kids, you know, suddenly saying, well, I'm going to make these major life choices, then we start reacting to that and feeling like I either have to convince them to do this or talk them out of that or you know, whatever. The more we do that, the worse it actually gets because we're not really responding to the real message they're trying to communicate to us. You know, what your daughter is really saying is not so much, I want to change everything in my life. And that may happen. I mean, you know, college is a place where you discover what you really want to do. And so maybe her plans will change long term. But in the short term, instead of reacting as if she's, you know, upending her whole life and trying to convince her to stay a particular path or whatever, you know, stepping back and realizing what she's really saying to you is, Mom, I'm really stressed and worried and I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah.
Right? And so, like Lisa was suggesting, she's grasping at things that she can see that she could do something about in the hopes that will make her feel better.
Yeah, she can't change what they're serving her for dinner. She can't suddenly be hanging out with all of her high school friends again. She can't change the condition of her bathroom or her new bed that's made out of plastic. She can't change any of that. But she can change that major or that school or that life path, so she's dealing with it.
So instead of reacting to that, you know, instead of reacting to her threatening to change the major or make a major, you know, kind of switch in her life plan or whatever, you know, just ask, focus on connecting her with her resources. You know, saying to her, listen, you know what? Those things are all things that we should be praying about and talking about, and I'm happy to pray and talk about any of those things that you want to do. And I'm so sorry that you're feeling stressed out right now, and I'm so sorry that you're feeling anxious right now. What are some things that you could do to get your feet back under you for right now? You know, what are some things that you could do to address that problem you were telling me about, you know, with studying, or, you know, to address this concern that you've got, or to help yourself feel a little bit better, right? You know, so you're not react, you're king. We're going to talk about those bigger things. We're going to pray about all those bigger things. I'm really glad you're sharing all that stuff with me. Those are really important and good things to be talking and praying about. This is good. But for right now, let's focus on helping you get your feet underneath you and feeling a little bit more stable. On days that you feel better, what do you do differently from the days that you feel a little bit more anxious? On days that you're feeling more on top of things, what do you do differently? You know, have you been eating? Wait, are you sleeping okay? I mean, because, again, when kids go off to college, they suddenly stop eating and sleeping, right? So just even focusing on the basics of helping her get her feet underneath her and helping her get some sense of stability. Not trying to talk her out of anything or into anything. The more you get drawn into that, the more she's going to double down and just say, Mom doesn't get me. All right. So you defer those bigger questions for later and say, we're going to keep talking and praying about that. Thanks for bringing that to me. But right now, let's focus on what's going to help you just feel more at peace and help you get through the day. Connect with those friends. Go find out what your professor's office hours are and talk to them about concerns, or even just introduce yourself. You know, making sure that you've got a routine for your day so that you feel some normalcy and stability in your life. You're focusing in on those kinds of things. If you're looking for more suggestions down the road, our book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, can really help you know how to coach your daughter in dealing with some of those anxious things. Or if you feel like she needs more personalized support, you can always suggest that she reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. But I think the suggestions that we're making here on the air will get you a good start and at least get you through those next couple of weeks. You know, by the end of the kind of first quarter, you should get a sense of whether this is going to be sticking around longer or whether she's going to, this is just an adjustment. All right. Thank you so much for the call, Elizabeth. And if there's more we can do to support you, you know where to find us. We've been talking about fear, worry, and anxiety on our show today, titled Be Not Afraid. And, you know, the thing that I'd really like everyone to take away from this program is that fear, worry, and anxiety, anxiety in particular, is not caused so much by the things we're going through. And I'm not minimizing the things you're going through. You might be going through some pretty anxious things, and that's okay. What I'm saying, though, is the more connected we feel to God, to the people that are in our life, and to our own best self, the less anxious we feel, even in anxious times. And the more disconnected we feel from God, from the people God has given us to support us, and our best selves, the more anxious we feel, even when there isn't something to worry about. That's just the way our brains are wired. And so if you're battling anxiety, the first step is not running around trying to figure out how to fix all the stuff. The first step is trying to figure out how to strengthen those connections that are lacking with God, with the people around you, and your best self. If you're looking for help making that happen, my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, is available at CatholicCounselors.com, as well as the opportunity to work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor who can help you transform your marriage, family, and personal life in the light of God's grace. You can learn more at CatholicCounselors.com. And with that, thanks for tuning in. Go out there and celebrate the life God has for you, because you know what? With His grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.